Hey guys.
Join the White Toes Club.
Okay. You said join the White Toes Club. Dang. Never. I can't.
Kim don't wear white toes, y'all.
I used to back in my youth, but I can't do that anymore.
Yes, you can.
No, I like my shit to match. Like, I just, I'm bougie like that now. Like, I really want my shit to match.
I used to match everything back in the younger years. And now I'm like, switch. I just want white toes. Like,
I feel that.
I don't want no other color on my feet.
But like, I'm sorry. If I got, like, a bright orange set, like, how fire is it for your toes to match? You know you used to be here.
I don't know orange toes no more.
I love it.
Started this podcast while we was having a whole separate conversation.
Listen, if I didn't, we would never start. Because this is us every time we get together. So don't even.
We up here talking about these nail prices. First of all, at my, what do they call it? Nail salon? At my nail salon, apparently it costs $15 just to get gel polish. And I don't know why I'm just now learning this.
That's absurd. So if you just wanted it on your regular nails, no over, you got an overlay?
Or yeah, is I got
just,
the overlay.
Okay, so if you got it on no overlay, is that, it's still $15?
I guess so. It would probably just be the $15.
I might as well go get the polish myself in there. What?
My nails were too bad. It would be like, oh, just polish me up. It would have been so lumpy and uneven. And I would have hated it. I want to get pedicure. A pedicure. I haven't got a pedicure in a minute.
Yeah. I don't like people touching my feet.
I'm very ticklish. But I think that one good time, it'll last
you. It do feel good, though. But I started doing baby foot. And, what's that? Well, I've been doing that for a few years now, actually. It's like a chemical peel for your feet. You like comes in like socks, like plastic socks. You put them on for an hour, rinse it off. I do it after the shower because my feet are already like wet and stuff. So, and then in 2 weeks, actually, it don't even really take 2 weeks. It takes like a week or two. I think 2 weeks at the most. Mine takes a couple of days. Your feet start peeling, like in.
Oh, so it's not instant. It's like
no, I yeah.
I don't know.
So, it's, but it's so. Monique, it is so great.
Where you buy it from?
I buy it from Ulta. It's kind of expensive, though. I would get it from, actually, no, I don't. I only bought it from Ulta once.
How much is it?
$25. Mm. When I was in college, though, I used to get, like, the ones from China, like, on eBay. Uh-huh. So they were, like $5, but they would take a long time to get there, but that never bothered me. So I would just get them from eBay, but now I mostly get it from Amazon.
So a basic pedicure is $23 here, and then a deluxe is $35.
So get your baby foot, sis. And what I'm telling you, Mo, all the dead skin on your feet gonna peel, and it's gonna take a while. That process takes a couple of weeks because it's just you have so much skin.
Oh my god!
Especially if you don't do it often, but your feet gonna look brand new. And if you paint your toes like me,
well, I was just gonna say, is it gonna rip my polish off if I do it?
Yeah, do it when you like. You should do it over the winter when you're not wearing... I mean, it's hard in Florida because we literally always got sandals on. But you should do it when your feet aren't really showing because your feet going to be ugly. They peeling. They're going to be trash.
Do y'all still get y'all toes done in the wintertime? I do. You do? Now that I think about it. Because every time I go to get my nails done, I'm getting my toes done. And like you said, we live in Florida, so...
Right. It ain't no...
I'm going to have my toes out at some point.
One thing about me, my toes going to be out.
Hello? Sandals. She's on my linear internet.
Because, like, I'm not paying for that.
Exactly. I thought you were going to say you got it off. Did you find it cheap on Amazon or anywhere like that?
No. No. Not the actual brand Babyfoot itself. You probably could find other chemical peels on there for much cheaper, but Babyfoot is always going to sell for $25. But truthfully, like you just said, if they paying the same amount to get a pedicure, it's like, Even though a pedicure is the experience, so I ain't gonna take it away from you. Everybody likes to get a pedicure and sip champagne.
Yesterday was a lovely day.
Oh, my parents got, what is it? I was gonna say remarried, but that is not it.
I've been wanting to say that too.
That's not it. They renewed their vows.
There we go.
They've been married 20 years. Damn. Shout out to them. Can't believe it's been that long. It's been pretty much my whole life, so. But yeah, and Mo came. She was my date. She was my plus one, and she had to please tell them the story because this is so funny to me.
Listen, I know, you know, if you're in a wedding party, y'all sit at a special table. You usually see everybody in the wedding party, they sit together at their own table. I walks in, and Kim, was it, who is Tava? That's your cousin or your aunt?
She's my aunt.
She's your aunt.
Tara's sister.
Kim's aunt walks to me. She's like, hi. And I was like, yeah, hi. What do I say? I'm Kim's friend, Mo. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you said that. She goes to pull out this handy dandy list. And she was like, oh, I'm so glad you said that. She's like going up and down the list. She's like, oh, you're sitting up here at this table. We go to walk. We pass by all these tables from the back all the way to the front. I'm like,
are you
all sure? The way up here? She literally put me at, it said reserve table one. I said, table what? Like, my mom, like, she put me at the wrong table. I got it. Ain't no
she
way.
Pulled out the list and still put you at the wrong table, mom. That's what you
said. Listen. But no, y'all, you have another aunt, right? That's named Monique. That's your aunt too, right?
Yes.
So I'm thinking, after she came, I was like, oh God, I'm sitting in her seat. Oh no, they're going to make me move. I'm going to be so embarrassed.
No. If she said, I'm so glad you said, she know my other, oh, she know Jesus. My aunt, Monique. Girl. I'm glad because you're very, and I, when you told me, I was like, I could like picture it in my mind.
Because Kim didn't even know where I was sitting at.
Because we didn't.
Did you really know where you were sitting at?
No. Okay. When I told you, I don't know, I don't even know what you're talking about. I never saw, when I walked into that building with my daddy, it was the first time I saw it.
Really?
Yes. So I didn't know what was going on.
I thought y'all at least knew who was going to be sitting where.
No.
Girl. And it was that granny after the fact. She was like, I saw her sitting here. And I said, she must be important because look at the table she's sitting at. Y'all, I was sitting at the VIP table and I was like, am I supposed to be
here? I must not have told you because Tara texted me a few days before and she was like, is Monique coming? I'm doing tables. And I was like, yeah. And
so she sat me by you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then everybody coming in, they probably looking at me like, that's the first table.
Are you?
Who is she to be sitting at this table? Is there a secret child we don't know about? Like, that's the first place my mind went. I was like, they gonna think I'm Kimmy, you know, like outside child or something.
Ma'am,
I just know it.
What are you talking about?
I just know it. They gonna think I'm the other child. Great.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did.
I'm glad.
The food was amazing. Tell them about that pasta, Kim. Oh.
the way she looking at me. Listen. I didn't know about any of that. So I was just as surprised as you. Like, I was just as into the experience as you. That food was so good. And that's actually, you still got your leftovers?
Yes.
Okay. And the chicken was good. And I'm glad I got the dark meat this time.
Hello.
To go.
Give me a nice juicy thigh. And I appreciate that.
Woo. You are funny. But yeah, it was cute. I enjoyed myself. Listen, do you not get overwhelmed? Like, that was my entire family. Like, I get overwhelmed by stuff like that.
I was slightly overwhelmed, but I remember why I was there. And it was just so beautiful.
Oh.
So I was kind of wrapped up in your parents. I was like, this is so nice. Oh, my God. And then all your siblings, y'all are there looking all cute. And you saw I was recording and taking pictures the whole time while y'all were sitting there.
I was like, dang. I was going through them last night. Like,
I was like, you got to remember this. Oh, shoot. Let me take a picture of this.
Yes.
This
is so cute. Oh. I stand. Thank you so much. That was so good.
When y'all was walking in, because you, Kimmy, and Kiara, y'all walked in first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all heard, but it was a loud thud. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
I kind of vaguely do remember that. What happened?
That was my phone falling on the table. I was so embarrassed. Turned my head and looked at me.
Which one, Mo?
It was the pink one.
I knew.
I was like this. I was like, oh, I got to record this. And I dropped this shit. It sounded off, and I was like, oh my God, I hope nobody can hear that. And then I look up, the table right next to me, they all looking at me, and I'm like, oh, fuck. That table granny was sitting.
Were you sitting there alone?
Yeah, I was still alone, because remember, the only people, other people was y'all. Us. Y'all was in the wedding party, so I'm the only one at this table. I said, I know these people going to think I'm this man's other child.
First of all,
I just know that's what they was thinking. Because they had to be like, who's this girl? Why she sit at this table? They either thought that or thought I was at the wrong spot, and I just sat wherever I wanted to sit. And I couldn't have these people judging me like this. I couldn't take it.
And then you dropped your phone while we
dropped my phone. I was like, damn, this girl interrupting the whole thing.
Oh. Was it while we were up there or we were walking up there?
Literally, when y'all first came out.
Oh.
Because once everybody stood up, I knew everybody was going to come out. I was like, oh, we got my phone. Boom. Great, Monique. Great.
You know, you just had one phone. You wouldn't have this.
But see, if I had one phone, I wouldn't be able to record and take y'all beautiful pictures.
Woo, that was a very good time, and I'm very glad you came. And that you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, my God. Y'all, that was my first wedding as an adult. I haven't been to a wedding since, like, I was a child.
Really?
Literally.
I can't believe it. I feel like everybody be getting married.
I have not been to a wedding.
Dang, no friends or nothing? Mm-mm. But yeah, that was nice.
Does their marriage, their 20 long years of marriage, does that give you hope? Or for like what? Make you want to lean to the side of marriage a little bit? It did for me.
Did it?
It did. I was kind of like, this is actually nice.
It's because you don't know
20
them.
Years.
I could show out anyone else and be like, oh, they've been married for yeah. so long. That's so sweet. But then when I look at them, it's like, ooh, shit. When Tara was giving that speech, listen, right. she didn't lie.
Right, right.
She told no beautiful lies. Speech. Because listen, it's been a journey. It's been a long 20 years.
Okay, you see it different. Because like you said, you just don't know them. Y'all, I didn't grow up in the house with
you. Oh, no, you're right. So, but again, like, when he first said it, when the pastor first said it, I was like, dang, it really has. And of course, like, I've been here the whole time. So it's like, but I'm like, when you say it out loud in front of like a room full of people who came here to celebrate this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very... humbling.
Oh.
It very much is. So yeah, that was a cute little moment of the weekend.
Made me want to have a wedding. Look at that.
So what have you been up to?
I thought at the wedding, y'all went to Femmes 21 Avenues. Then I went to the Townsend. I took my black ass.
Oh, I went to the Townsend too.
What you got?
Hair stuff.
Oh, you went to Ulta?
Yeah.
Is that the closest Ulta to your house?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I thought the one on Roosevelt, I thought that one was about the same distance, but no, it's about 2 miles longer, so.
I think excuse that, me? The Target, the Roosevelt one that you mm-hmm. like, is 7 minutes from my school, so I'll be wanting to go there, but I get out of class at 10, and you know, Target closes, so I would have to go, as soon as we get off work, go to the Target, and then yeah. go to class. And you know, I like to get my seat, so.
Oh my God.
I can't be pressed for time.
You when you told me that's another thing. When you told me this is my seat, Kim.
You know I got comfortable here. I could see what I wanted to see.
Ooh, and you was by yourself. That's so funny.
Pretty much awkward turtle moment.
How you do it?
Yeah, say like this. And then roll them.
Oh, roll them.
Awkward turtle.
Oh, so what has been going on this past week? I don't know.
I wanted to point out that Dion saves my seat now.
Oh, she does?
Uh-huh. If she gets there, she first, she'll save it. She catches it. I told her. I specifically said, Dion, like, this is my seat. Like,
oh, you did?
You know, I don't need you to try to read
so
me.
So do you tell her that every time?
Yeah. If I get there first, I'm like, I saved your seat. I saved your seat. I'm sure she gets it by now, but I still text and say, I saved your seat. And the one day she beat me to class, she saved my seat. I was like, oh, she gets it. Great. Teamwork.
First of all.
So now that I know that, now I might start like going to the Target or doing other stuff before I get to class.
Oh, maybe. So wait, how much time is in between? Because you always get off at 2:30.
Yeah.
So, and then when class start?
5.
Dang.
I get there like 4:15. Not even gonna lie.
So you could leave like straight from your house and then go straight to Target and kill. You could kill a few hours in Target. And then go to class.
Y'all, Kim got me hyped about this Target that's on Roosevelt.
Have you ever been? Mm-mm. Can we go? I'm gonna go. Mo, I'm telling you, it's the biggest Target. It gotta be. Like, because I done been in damn near all of them. And I feel like it is the biggest Target. It's right there by the base. So I feel like that's another reason why it's so goddamn big. Mm. And it's technically the only, like, super Target. Now, to my knowledge, most Targets are super Targets. Like, most of them have grocery.
Oh, okay.
But this one feels super, super.
Really, yeah.
It really does. Like, because I don't know if you noticed, but, like, some of them do have grocery, but, like, not full grocery. Like, they don't have, like, produce or anything like that. Just household items. Yeah. And then some of them do have. So this one got it, but it also feels gigantic. It feels so big. And I love it so
Kim
much.
Kim got me hyped up about this Target, y'all. Kim is the reason why I started even going to Target, because... Northside till I die. It's no Target on Northside.
Again, a scam.
So it was never my go-to place to shop because we didn't have
a scam. I still don't understand why there's not one in River City. That makes no sense.
Bitch, Walmart ain't having it.
It's the perfect... Oh, Walmart's already... Really? I feel like... I'm trying to think if there are Targets that are near Walmarts, and I don't think there are. Damn. But still, it got everything else up there.
Why? Maybe one day they'll put one, you know, farther down the way or something. Who knows?
Really? The closest one is the one in Arlington?
Yep, Regency.
Oh, trash.
Or Yulee, if you want to go to Yulee. No, Yulee not closer, but, I mean.
It's another option.
It's another option.
How close is it compared to?
The Yulee and the Townsend one, in my opinion, is about the same distance if you travel in the same miles per hour.
Really?
Wow. Because I think the GPS might tell me it takes like maybe 30 minutes to get there and maybe 27 to get to the town center. So I, you know, either way.
Really?
So I sometimes I choose Yulee because all them other stores are out there as well. And being that it's in Yulee, they have better stuff or a bigger selection. So
listen, I'm never going to Yulee. It's way too far for me, but I do want to go. Like,
because you already on the south side, so you closer.
It's, listen, it's like three Targets in the same distance of each other for me.
I got nothing. And I've been wanting to go to Home Goods, Five Below, and TJ Maxx, and Ross, and all that right there in Yulee, too. So I just go down there and travel the strip and then come right back up. Oh, north side.
I'm going to like come to your house and like hitch a ride.
We should. We're going to go to Yulee.
Because I also be going to the one, like, which is one you would never go to, like, deep in Orange Park.
The one you first took me to?
Fleming Island. No. The one I first took you to is Oakleaf. Which, bitch, might as well.
Me and Kim, we worked in Orange Park off Wells Road. Kim, I drove behind Kim on the way to this Target that was in Oakleaf. And I had to call him. I was like, Kim, are we still in Jacksonville? Like, where are we? When I tell you I don't know nothing about the West Side, I'm still over here like, what is this?
All of it is very new. So, like, it's probably been there living years and be like, listen, I was living there for years and there's parts of there that I'm like, what is all of this? Because I think they're, like, trying to expand out there.
Yeah, probably.
So, make Jacksonville even bigger. Again, to me, I've always said, when people ask me, like, oh, how you like living on Southside? I love it. Because it's like living in a totally different city.
Yeah. Like, everything's so close to y'all. The stores that I like are definitely close to y'all in this area.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. But I'm not leaving Northside.
I feel that. Listen, if they put a Target up in River City, because that's a hike. Like, from anywhere I've ever lived, River City is so far. I had to drive y'all out there one day.
Don't be this
reparations. I was like, bruh, I've been in the car for so long.
I still have my fingers crossed that the Charming Charlie that closed out there will turn into a Bath and Body Works.
Wait, there ain't no Bath and Body Works out there either? What's happening?
I'm like, please give us a Bath and Body Works.
Okay, that'll be good.
It will be huge.
Oh, would it?
That Charming Charlie was big.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It could honestly be a Victoria's Secret. Like, I think...
Don't nobody want more
Victoria's Secret. I'm trying to think the size.
Give us the smells.
They usually split them store in half between Victoria's Secret and pink. I don't think it's that big, but if it was a Bath and Body Works,
it would be big. It might not be.
I'd probably live in River City at that point.
I don't even know if I've seen. I think the biggest Bath and Body Works I've seen was in Palm Coast. It was huge. I was like, I didn't even know they made them this big. And I'm like, why is it here? Like, I just thought that was so strange because the one at Town Center is like a little itty bitty.
Oh, yeah.
The one in San Jose is tiny. And then, God forbid, I have to go to the mall.
No bad news?
Any mall. Any mall. I like the little standalone Bath and Body Works. I feel like they're better. They're cute.
Oh, like the, okay, like that one I went to. What was it? What's that street? San Jose?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That was cute. It was so random. And I like that. Like, that would be the one in River City. Like, that's the exact feel we would get if they put it in River City.
Yes.
Just standalone Bath and Body Works. We deserve.
We y'all do deserve. Because, oh, God, I hate it. When we used to go in Orange Park, we used to hate it. Because it was the older one with the wooden floors. They probably all got wooden floors. But it was the older, like, design in there. And then it was inside the mall. And God knows the mall. So it wasn't my cup of tea.
Going to the Orange Park Mall without you, I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm mad you never really, like, figured it out.
Still.
Did you have to, like...
where am I? I don't know what anything is. But it's nice. They, like you said, they moved their Bath and Body Works, so it was bigger.
And remodeled it and everything.
It felt like it was in a tunnel. Like, it was just so deep. I was like, where did they find this room? Or what was it before?
It was one of those Fashion Nova stores.
They got rid of the Fashion Nova store.
Yeah, one of the closure stores.
Dang.
But you know what? It used to be a body shop, like, way back in the day.
You have a body central?
Yeah, both. It used to be both. You have a body central and a body shop. Oh.
Were body central and body shop the same thing? They just changed the name? Or did they both exist at the same time?
And then I get body shop confused with the body shop, which makes the, like, lotions and stuff.
Oh.
So, bitch, I'd be super confused. Super confused. Oh God, the good old days. Your mom's been through a lot.
What was that you said you wanted to talk about? And I was like, oh, you want to talk about the bed thing? But you was like, it's something else.
Right? Adults think they know everything. And listen, y'all are wiser than us. I will never take that away from it. You've lived longer. You just have more experience. With more experience comes wisdom. Like, I know that. That makes basic sense. But, like, the adults that are not willing to learn from young people, like, who raised you? It's just so gross. Like, because you say you and your mother clash. She tries to give you information and
she feels like I'm not receiving it or I don't.
Right, right. And sometimes you pick up bits of it and then sometimes you be like, oh, I already know this. You know, yeah. It just depends. But even that I don't think is like bad. I think that's like normal with parents and children. Mm-hmm. But like random adults who like you might be close to who... It's just such a strange dynamic. Like, you really think that you know every single thing, that you can't learn anything from anybody that's younger than you. Like, why? Ooh. Why? It's like, I feel like it's the old people who demand respect, but, like, don't want to respect young people. Ooh. And I don't like that shit. I don't like that. Like, I get it. You know, you live through civil rights, whatever.
Been there, done that, that whole thing.
I feel that, but, like, I just... Girl, right. It ain't gonna be this way.
The only thing old people want to learn from us is how to work our phone and these computers. Well, how to work their phones and computers.
Listen, because I can think of a few times where like Kamaya or Kiana, you know, just any one of my siblings that are younger than me has like had to like check me on something, or they might have said something that made me think about like something I was doing or saying. I don't know. I just feel like you should be able to learn from the youth.
Example.
Like I remember one time. This was when I was like living with my parents and I'm sharing a room with Maya, and it would be like, I would be very, strict about my space. Like, don't sit on my bed. Don't do this. Don't do that. But wouldn't like offer her the same, like I would just wouldn't reciprocate. Like I would be all up in her face, all up in her space, invading her privacy. And she was like, I don't like that. I don't like when you do that. And I had to be like, oh, and that I really thought about, like, took that to heart and thought about that and was like, okay. If she's telling you, regardless of how, you know, because it's very easy to be like, well, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm older. But, like, I just don't feel like that helps the situation at all. Like, you got to consider the youth's feelings.
Remember when Jay-Z was talking about Blue Ivy? Like, they was in the car. He was taking her to school. And I guess she was, like, talking his head off. Mm-hmm. So, at some point, I guess he kind of told her, like, be quiet or something, maybe. So, when she got in the car, she was like... I didn't like how you said that to me. Like, I didn't like that.
Really?
You gotta look that video. It's Jay-Z in an interview.
Is it him on, like, on the stage?
Is it? I don't know. I don't lie. But that was that. But she was kind of like, I didn't like the way that you said that to me. Like, I don't like that.
And what did he say?
I don't remember. We gotta pull that
up.
Pull it up. But I just thought it was so cute because he couldn't be like, well, I'm your daddy. You know what I mean? I'm glad he didn't go that route. Like, yeah. I can say what I want to say. He was kind of like, he felt bad, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put words in his mouth because I really don't remember what he said.
I'm just trying to picture Blue Ivy being like, I didn't like your tone.
Oh, God.
You could have said that a different way.
This is okay. I found it, y'all. Listen.
I wake up, I look around, look at my kids. They're healthy. They, me and my daughter talk. Like, I told her to get in the car the other day because she was asking 1,000 questions and we had to leave for school. And I got in the car and then, like, I'm faced this way. I'm just painting the picture of how healthy my children are at this present time. So we drive it and then I just hear a little voice, Dad. And I turn around and said, I didn't like when you told me to get in the car the way you told me. It hurt. She's 6. It hurt my feelings. And I was like, that's the most beautiful thing you've ever said to me.
Oh, so that's what he said. Oh,
that's okay, such a nice like, story. Like, I don't like how you said that to me. And I feel like your children should be able to say that.
Yeah,
because a girl told a story on Twitter about the same thing. She had her daughter and I think like her nephew or niece or something like that, and they were like playing around or whatever, getting into it. And when she was telling them to stop, she told her daughter. She said whatever her daughter's name was. Siri, I wasn't talking to you.
Right.
She said whatever her daughter's name was, and she was like, you know, you need to stop and you need to calm down. And so they stopped, and like a few moments passed, and her daughter was like, Mommy, every time something happens, you always like go to me first. You always blame me first. And I don't like that. It hurts my feelings.
Oh.
And she was like, Oh, okay. Like, listen, growing up, my parents weren't that bad. I think if I probably said it like that, they
would be receptive. It's the way you said it. They probably would take it. Yeah. Because Camille throws out, oh, you hurt my feelings. Oh, that makes me sad a lot. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'm like, all right, Camille. Like, yeah. And then other times I'm like, damn, I probably did say that a little. I was probably rude. I shouldn't have talked to her like that. She's only four. Rude. Don't be rude.
So, yeah.
That's so cute. I didn't like the way you told me to do that. Hurt
my feelings. And it just speaks to your parenting if your children can say that to you without you being angry.
Jump right back down their throat. Like, I can say what I want to say.
Yeah. You don't tell me what to do.
Look at the growth. You're in 2020. Look at the growth.
We trying out here. Because I know it's hard. Like, listen. It's hard to raise little people. I know it is.
Yes, it is.
You need patience. You need patience.
Could you have a moment like that with your dad right now? Kind of like if he said, Kim, get in the car. Could you be like, Dad, I don't like when you say that. But will he receive it the same as an adult?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry.
So I'm trying to switch the scenario. Like, if we're a grown and we're saying, okay, Mom, you really hurt my feelings the way you said that.
Yeah.
Would they receive it the same way as if we were six? You know.
I think so, yeah.
Ooh, child. They might tell us, girl, toughen up. Who knows? Because we're grown. Like, you're grown as fuck talking about your feelings hurt. Like,
okay, but that hurt my feelings. And you know what? Don't do it.
And I think some people, most of us, I know I do, we need to get better at telling people, okay, you kind of hurt my feelings when you said
that.
Yes,
I agree.
Or I don't really agree with what you said, but I'm not here to, you know, argue,
I agree.
Like, talk through it. Because I know I've done this plenty of times, like, something that someone might have said to me might have hurt my feelings, and instead of, like, addressing it right then, I kind of, like, just walk away or, like, kind of... See how I really feel about
it. You let it marinate.
Yeah.
Same.
And I hate that. Because now I'm like, because if you let it marinate, let's say it really pissed you off. Now you're over here pissed.
Yeah,
and you never talked about it.
Right.
Or if it lets you, it makes you sad. Now it's like, now you're over here feeling some type of way. So just, Kim, I didn't like the way you really said that. It hurt my feelings. Like, you got to do that. As soon as it happened, don't wait. Because people forget.
Sorry. I hurt your feelings.
So don't wait a whole week talking about, well, Kim, I remember you. That I had an apple head, like, first of all, like, tell her right then and there. Cause if I say it a week later, she gonna be like, bitch, I did not say you had a fucking apple head. And then it's gonna be like, oh my god, you don't remember nothing. And it's gonna turn to a whole different argument.
First of all, I forgot what I was gonna say. Apple head, stop it. damn it, Mo, you really made me lose my train of thought. You so stupid.
Apple head.
You know what that reminds me of? I forgot on the Proud Family how often they made jokes about Penny's head.
They did all the time.
The episode when it was Ashanti playing this character too. When they was working at that store and the watch got stolen.
Oh, man. That was Ashanti?
Yes.
Let me go rewatch all these Proud Family episodes.
Every episode, I tried to figure out, okay, whose voice is that? And if I couldn't figure it out, bitch, I was heading straight to Wikipedia to find out whose voice it was. Every single episode had, like, somebody's voice. And it was, like, a fun little game. Like, oh, whose voice is this? Sometimes it was very obvious. Like, the episode Monique was on it. It was very obvious.
That was the Phantom Reunion one?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She had the big old kid.
And Anthony Anderson.
That was good.
But, yeah, no, she was like, so if the watch is missing and y'all didn't sell the watch, what does that mean? Or something like that. And Penny said some fuck shit. And she was like, wrong answer, forehead. And that hurt me. I was like, why they kept talking about Penny head?
All the time. Leave her alone. I'm going to watch that now.
Such a good episode. Such a good show.
What we was talking about? Look,
we were talking about expressing your feelings when you have them. I was going to say you're very good at that. Being upfront. And I just think it's truly better. Even if it's, like, uncomfortable, I really think being up front is... Oh, my God. Woo. But, yeah, we don't have to get into the bed thing again, because that was trifling. That was so raggedy.
I think the people want to know, because now we mentioned it. Now they're going to be like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, what are they talking about? So...
First of all, you got to ask the question, and then pause so they can think about it, and then go into it.
What was the original question?
What do you consider a bed? Right?
Yes, what do you consider, like, what are the bare minimum things a bed has to have for it to be considered a bed?
Okay, y'all think about it. Pause.
Take a second.
And now we're back.
So wait, how do I start this story? I had a friend who was speaking to another friend, and he'd asked a simple question. This is a question that he had posed to several people in his life, including myself, just to see how people felt about it. You know, design decisions are important. So he had asked about a headboard or no headboard. He asked the person, how do you feel about a bed with no headboard? The person said no. Okay, so you're the person, you know, you just lean towards, I want a headboard. I think a bed is not complete without one. Fine. If that's your personal preference, I think that that's fine. So then this person proceeds to say, well, you make enough money, you should get a headboard. Skirt! Who says I don't make enough money? Maybe I just don't want a headboard. So long story short, this person, they go back and forth about it. And it kind of, you know, goes 0 to 100, nigga, real quick, because start calling names, saying things like that. But I just feel like, when did we need a headboard for it to be considered? Like, this person, like, it's not a bed. Like, factually, according to the facts, it's not a bed if it doesn't have a headboard. My friend got so, like, heated about that, they had to go Google what a bed was. Just so I could prove to, and Google when headboards came into style. Like, when do people start using headboards? Apparently, headboards were used so that, to protect people, like, in a draft, because houses weren't insulated previously.
Oh, my gosh.
So, they use it as, like, a blocker so you can sleep in your bed without being freezing fucking cold.
Learn something every day.
You learn something new every fucking day. I don't know, adults. I don't know what's wrong with, like, learning from the youth. But, you know, you could try it every once in a while. I just thought that was so strange, though. Like, dang, a bitch. Because I don't have a headboard. You know, most people obviously haven't seen my apartment. But you see my apartment. Uh-huh. And I don't have a headboard.
Right. When I walk into Kim's bedroom, I don't think, oh, Kim doesn't have a bed. That's so dumb to me.
Right.
So, wait. You mentioned that older people. So,
he's much older.
Dang, okay.
His friend is much older.
I'm thinking it was two young people having a conversation. No. Okay, so he's older. Yeah. So is that an old people thing? Like, I wonder if I ask Granny, not that old, ask my mama or Granny, like, what is considered a bed? Well, they say you gotta have a headboard, you gotta have a baseboard, a footboard, or whatever people want
to
call it.
I mean, maybe, but to say that I'm trash if I don't, and I'm cheap, and I'm poor? I don't
know why he had to take it that far, but you know.
What's going on? I don't know. Like, I feel like headboards are definitely, first of all, if anything, it's just another big piece of furniture. Like, I'm sorry. It is. And that's not to say, like, I don't like headboards, because as you mentioned, I was looking for headboards, and I'm pretty sure that's true. I was, like, looking for frames. But, I mean, platform beds exist. Like, all kinds of beds exist. Right. Like, and I was saying, I don't judge. Like, because you was asking me if I think an air mattress is a bed. If you sleep on it and it has covers, it's a bed.
Like, I feel like, I mean, you're using the air mattress as a mattress on top of a box spring. Is that too much?
That's ridiculous. That's what are you ridiculous. Doing?
Some people are literally like just mattress on the floor. No, nothing else.
And yes, that's how bare bones it has to be for me to be like, what are you doing?
And that, if I walk in your room and see that, I'm going to say, okay, you don't have a bed.
Yeah.
Clearly, because you on an air mattress. Something right. That ain't permanent. You know, that's supposed to be a temporary thing. But some people use their air mattress as an actual mattress.
Really?
Things are weird here in this world.
Wait, I didn't know that was a thing. You're being serious. Cute. Wait, so they put it on their box
spring? I guess because are air mattresses cheaper than regular mattresses?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they're like in the hundreds of my dollars. The funniest thing.
Maybe that's why.
My friend pointed out, like, the frame or the headboard is probably almost always the cheapest part of the bed anyway. Like, the mattress is going to run you $800 at least if you get, like, a good mattress.
Good mattress.
Your box spring is probably going to cost you $100-some-odd. You know, if you get a cheaper frame, my frame only cost me $30 from the Walmart. And my bed works perfectly fine. I sleep in
and
it every
that's
night.
That's probably why some people, they rather go with just a simple frame because they want to spend more money on the mattress itself, trying to get a quality mattress. Bitch, I want a Sleep Number bed.
Listen, dude, go for what you know.
Bitch, I'm not a rich bitch. I'm just doing that.
Go for what you know, but like, damn. I just thought that was so wild. So, again, please let us know.
And if what is considered a bed?
What is considered a bed?
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
That's like, is a room complete without a dresser?
A bedroom. I don't have a dresser.
Do you feel like your room is complete?
Yes! Mind your business! Listen, I feel like, do you consider, like, would you go in a, is there certain rooms, certain pieces in certain rooms where you feel like if you don't have this, that, your shit is not complete? Like, if your living room don't have a TV.
A TV stand?
Yeah, a TV and a TV stand. Do you feel like, what
are you doing? That's another question. Like, is it really a living room? You don't have, like, a TV stand? Well, everybody don't have a TV in their living room. But if you have a TV in your living room, some kind of is it really complete if you don't have some type of table, cot, something for your TV?
Yes, no?
The answer is no for me. Where's your things? Oh. I don't
understand. Okay. Without a coffee table, do you feel like if you living room don't have a coffee?
If you have the space for it, you should have one.
I feel it. But my room, again, y'all haven't seen my apartment. But do you walk in my room and feel like, Kim, what the hell is going on in here?
My first mind is, where's all her clothes? And then, again, you have a walk-in closet. So once I turn the corner, I'm like, there they go.
That makes sense. And that's the thing is, I have like a little cheap, I just don't have like a decorative dresser. I have like a little cheap drawer situation in my closet. But
so if I don't see a dresser, like Dominique was, when she was moving in her house, she don't have a dresser. And I was like, so where are you going to put your clothes? Like, I was so concerned. I'm like, so
what's her closet situation look like?
At Granny House, when she was at Granny House, she had like an armoire type situation dresser. So she put her clothes in there and she didn't want to take it to the new house. And I was like, so you're going to buy a new dresser? She's like, no. I said, where are you going to put your clothes? I was so concerned.
I know we both leaning at the same time.
So in my house, of my opinion, I always have to have a dress. But that's because I got a shit ton of clothes. If you can make it all work and fit in your closet, you know, you don't need a dresser. Some people just don't have space for a dresser, and that's cool too.
Yeah.
But if I come in this big ass room and all you got is a bed and maybe a nightstand or a table or something, I'll be like, you're missing things. Like,
so, okay, but do you walk in my room and feel like things are missing?
No, because your room is set up like it's the perfect size. If you put a dresser in there, and I'm thinking like a big ass dresser like what I have, it will swallow your room and it wouldn't make sense.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I think your room is fine.
Okay, let me know.
Your room is huge, and I walked in, I was like, Kim only got this bed and this nightstand. Like, where's all the rest of her stuff? Because this room's too big. They're not.
Okay, so it totally depends on how you feel the space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because before I moved into my house, you got to remember that lady had that big ass, I don't even know what you call them beds. They had the pillars.
Canopies?
Like a canopy bed. It had a roof on it. Your bed got a roof. Like, that blew my mind. And she had this big dresser, these dress two big nightstands. So, all that big old furniture. I was walking around like,
I do remember she had those posts.
Awful. Like, I can't even, it's not comfortable.
Why did old people do that?
I don't know.
Like, my granny, oh my God, when I tell you all her, I love you, granny. All my granny furniture is big, like, chunky walnut furniture. And I'm like, why?
So I just knew my room was going to be, like, super small because the way her furniture was so big, it swallowed that room to a point. I'm, like, having to shuffle past the bed and the dresser to try to see the rest of the room. But I put my furniture in there, and it's a smaller version of everything that she had. And it's a bunch more space, and it looks whiter, you know, brighter.
Your bedroom, right?
Yes.
Yeah, your bedroom looks way, yeah.
So I was like, damn. So it makes a difference. So I ain't going to say just throw all this extra furniture in your room if you don't have space for it. But if you got a big ass, enough space, because if I walked in my room and I didn't have a dresser,
it would feel.
I would be like, something's missing.
What's happening? Oh, Jesus. Give me sleek lines. Oh, God.
We bougie because we want coffee tables and consoles for our TVs.
I don't think so.
Some people literally don't have coffee tables and TV stands.
I think that's... Are you talking about men? Because that's what I feel like it is. I feel like most men don't have them. I don't think I know
anyone. They don't care about anything.
They don't. I feel like every woman I know that lives on their own at least got a coffee table.
Yeah.
At least. But listen, everybody... one thing I've learned in my... Like, growing up, not just in adulthood, but like literally from childhood to adulthood, everybody lived differently. Everybody lives differently. And it comes from how you were raised, like the kind of environment you were raised in. If you were raised in filth, your home in adulthood is going to be filth.
Ooh, yeah.
If you were raised in cleanliness, your adulthood is going to be clean. And we weren't like the cleanest neat freak people, but we definitely had a cleaning day, and Tara definitely put us to work like we were mice.
I think, what was our day, like Sunday, I feel? I think we had clean up on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, like.
Or maybe Saturdays before we, like, left the house to, like, go out and about.
And each of us know our jobs. What was your chore?
It was either me and Dominique always swap. Me and Dominique always swap between the kitchen and the bathroom. So depending on.
Oh, see, I had rooms.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, like, my brother, Terry, he would always have to cut the grass and take out trash.
I
and
feel
do stuff
so bad
like
for
that.
Boys.
So he had to be outside, and me and Dominique would swap between who does the kitchen and who does the bathroom. And I think sometimes the kitchen, because the kitchen was so big, sometimes we used to just tackle it all together. I hate washing dishes. So
like
it felt
every
like we
other
had so many dishes. So I think we always used to like double team the dishes. I didn't want to wash. I just wanted to rinse and put it away. So we started
if you rinse it, if you ain't washing and you just rinse it. So when you say put away, like you mean just
like literally dry and put it away.
Okay.
Not just throw it in the.
Okay.
Oh no, they got to be put up.
Okay.
But I would rather do that than like.
Okay, that's fair. Because I feel like that's a good. I feel like that's a good trade off. Because I do remember my granny putting us on zones like that. And that was a good trade-off. So that's just going to say, we had zones. So, like, we didn't have rooms, but we had, like, a specific job. And you're going to do it in each and every single one of these rooms. So I had to dust.
You were always dusting?
Trash, yes.
Oh, I'll be like, first of all, I want to dust this week. We need to switch it up.
No, I was always the duster. And we had like a tape. It wasn't like this. It wasn't like sleek or boxy like this. It was one of those old, just like it's in every black person's house, piece of furniture. And it was like a long console table. And it had picture frames all over it. Like no space, just picture frames all along this, all on this table. So I had to look at every picture, like take each one down, put it in each, because tear one to make sure it was in the right spot. We had like these giant candlesticks, these huge candlesticks. I'm pretty sure they got as a wedding present. I broke one. And luckily it broke to where I could like, we never glued it. I think I kept it a secret for a while because I never glued it back. I used to just sit it on top and it was thick.
Somebody knocked it over.
Yeah. Like. It was thick. But like, oh, it was the worst. And then we had, God, you could tell that house was built in the early 2000s. When we walk in our dining room, like our formal dining room, we had, the entire wall was a mirror. I had to be the one to clean it.
So, oh, like with Windex or something? Ugh.
On my hands and knees. Ugh. Like really going at it.
Why didn't I switch and swap?
I don't know. We just always had the same job. I'm pretty sure Kiara had to like clean the kitchen or something like that.
You know, I'm an ass. I'd be like, okay, first of all, I want to switch. I guess if you, I don't know. You didn't want to switch? Like you, dusting was like your thing and that's the only thing you wanted to do?
You know what? Yeah, I think so. Because dusting wasn't terrible. It was dusting. I used to go
and
ham
like,
with the plan.
I want to dust this week. Like, get back to easy job.
I used to go in with the pledge.
About to pass out.
Used to be my favorite. So actually, I didn't mind dusting. I just hated that console table, to be quite honest. It was trash.
All the pictures on it.
It was so awful.
I don't miss doing chores. Well, clearly we still do chores. But I'm talking about like
being told
by the
to
tire,
do it. Right.
Being told to do it.
Listen, doing chores when I feel like it is where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Having to redo shit because it ain't done the way your parents like. Oh, God.
I'm triggered, actually. Because you still ain't washing dishes, right?
Not a fan.
Yeah, I know.
Kitty didn't let us use the dishwasher at the house.
See? Well, no. My mother didn't ever let us use the dishwasher. We did have a dishwasher at my daddy's house.
That was so annoying. So if she told me to wash dishes and she wasn't home, I'm going to load the dishwasher up and I'm going to let the dishwasher run and I'm going to take everything out.
Smart.
So she would never know that
smart,
I ran the dishwasher.
Smart, smart.
But listen, my dishwasher at home gets action. That thing probably
my dishwasher does not.
I like it. I do, if I'm feeling up for it, I do like a little pre-rinse situation or pre-scrub and then put them in the dishwasher just to make sure.
Ooh, or do soapy bowl.
See, that's an option too. I'm triggered by that. I don't like those though.
Why?
Granny used to leave the thing in there so long and I remember having to like reach in there to like grab the rag out or something.
No, gross. You know what I do? Especially with like pots, bowls. I like to run like steaming hot water in my dishes, but I heard that you can, like, put, like, a thing on the side instead of putting it in your actual sink. Like, you could get, like, a separate bowl, put your dishes in it, like, run the hot water, put your dishes in it, place that in the sink, and then, like, kind of pour it out so that you don't have to, like, reach your hand into a situation. Because that's disgusting.
I hate that.
But soapy bowl come in handy because, especially with, like, pots, Like, I'll run the hot water, put the dish soap in there, put the lid on, shake it. So when I'm really ready to wash it, it's already good.
Yeah, like, that's fine. But I'm talking about, like, I don't know why my granny and great-granny used to just always have, it was always like a white or a blue bowl, always in their sink. And it always had some type of water and some type of dish detergent in it. And whenever somebody used a dirty dish, you know, they just put it in there. Put it in there. And after a while, all this residue of the water is like black now. Like, it's gross. Like, every time I go wash the dish, I'm like, this nasty ass bowl? No. Oh, we need to find a washcloth. So we got to wipe something down. It's in the damn bowl. Oh, my God.
But is the water cold?
Cold, old. Soap is like non-existent at this point.
Don't let it be that. Spaghetti in there, because now the soap is orange.
What I got from Tracy, because she was talking about how she came to my house one day and it was like, of course, dishes piled up in the sink a little bit. She was like, so why don't you just, as soon as you use them, maybe rinse it and then just throw it in the dishwasher, so by the end of the week you just run the dishwasher because all the dirty dishes are in there now. I was like, you know what, you
own that's something. Yeah, who said Tracy said Tracy that?
So at her house, you know, it's just her house. So whenever she used something, she automatically just put it in the dishwasher. Instead of putting it in the sink, mm-hmm. put it in the dishwasher. Then by the end of her week, the dishwasher's full. She's just going to run it. And she just did all the dishes.
So smart.
But I'm still a lazy hoe, so.
I feel that. You know, I'm still a lazy hoe.
And I learned that I'll run a dishwasher, but I won't take the dishes out of it. So like now they're dry and they're just sitting there. So, it's a full dishwasher full of clean stuff. So, when I need a spoon, I'm going to go in there and get it. But now, that dirty spoon, I'm going to put it in the sink. Because I can't put it back in the dishwasher because that stuff is clean. So, well, now I'm defeating the purpose.
Hmm. What does that tell you?
I need a maid. That's what it tells me.
You made money?
I don't.
Oh, that's looks. Luxury.
I think top three, I would take a maid, a driver, and an assistant.
Really? A driver?
Yeah.
Assistant for what?
Exactly. But I be feeling like, oh my God, I wish an assistant could do this real quick.
Go pick up Camille.
Yeah, stuff like that. Go to Walmart for me real quick. Well, I enjoy Walmart. I don't want to do it like that.
You, right, you love the experience. So I like
that. But something like, it. I really need, like, oh, out of bread. Hey, can you go grab that?
You know, that out of nice. Bread. Oh, that might be great. I was going to say a chef. Did you say a chef? I want a chef. Oh, a chef. Who buy the groceries?
I really
too?
Don't think I'm a foodie. Would you say you're a foodie?
No. Not compared to people I know that
didn't go straight to chef.
I just want some. I hate cooking. Like, I don't ever want to do that again. What? Like, what? I just feel like people who have a personal chef.
Like,
that's how I know I made it.
And you know you're going to be eating right.
Yes. I can have whatever I want. You can make it.
This is great.
And if, like, you know, if I want you to make it a little bit healthier, you could. I'm not a foodie by any stretch of the imagination, but that would be great.
And there have been times where, like, you have to go somewhere. It's like, oh, my God, I really don't feel like driving. Oh, it would be so nice if I could sit in the back seat and, like, work on other things while somebody else drive me where I need to be.
That's one thing I probably wouldn't. I like driving.
Sometimes.
I didn't know you were like a driver. Mm-hmm. What you trying to do
for lazy today? Purposes? Scroll Instagram.
Ma'am. This is your me time. Get centered in the car.
I like driving sometimes. Like, I was hyped to drive over here because I put some gas in my car last night. So I was like, I'm going to drive to Kipka House. I got gas. And it's a nice ride.
Oh, it's the little things. I want some donuts. What you having for breakfast?
What we finna go, Kim?
First watch, I thought.
I look at Amy. I'm probably going to pancakes.
I was going to say. They had a few options. Am I feeling sweet?
I keeps it real simple.
And they do the classic breakfast for $10.99.
And I'm starving, so. Anything else, Kim? How long is this?
This is long, yeah. I was going to say, we.
Look at us.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was going to be a 30-minute podcast. Oh,
Jesus. No.
You think that would be a stretch for us to try to do that?
Yeah.
It's still like we didn't have a lot to discuss.
We're an hour. We didn't, but listen, we're here. I was going to say we're queer, but that's not it.
I was like, here we go.
That's not it. But we're here. First of all, we never even said, like, hey, guys, this is the Even Exchange podcast. We just started talking.
Y'all know us. You know why you clicked here.
Right. You know why you're here. Okay.
This is Kim and Moyen, and here we are.
Do we have anything to tell the people? Do we have anything to say? Any final thoughts? I want to start doing final thoughts. What are your final thoughts?
Final thought. next week, I'm going to come in here prepared with things to talk about because I wasn't prepared today. I was just so hungry. And we're going to go to brunch. So I was kind of, I don't want to say I was rushing through the podcast, but I'm kind of happy we're at the end.
Same.
But I'm hungry.
I'm also hungry. She came in talking about, my stomach is touching my back.
Oh, Jesus.
And she normally walk in here with breakfast every time. So
I used to, didn't I?
Yeah, yes.
My sausage, egg, and cheese.
I thought you did just last week. What you had for breakfast? You had that muffin. Bowl. No, you had that bowl. That Jimmy Dean bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I remember Mo's breakfast? Are those peanut butter crackers?
These are lemon. They are the Peacock brand, but they're the lemon cream ones.
I'm going to eat that, and it's going to be my childhood all over again. I've never had these in 15 years. It's been a long time. What are my final thoughts? Don't be so conceited that you can't learn from people who are younger than you. You can learn from everyone.
Oh, see, we were talking about real final thoughts.
I'm sorry. That's just all I had. That's just all I had. And what else? Well, like, I want to give like a word of wisdom. I guess that was a word of wisdom.
I thought of one. That'll be doing it that way.
What's yours?
I was going to say be considerate of other people's feelings. Yes. And, you know, have an open mind. You know, be nice. And then on the flip side of that, don't be afraid to express your feelings. Boom.
And on that note, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
What am I going to name this episode?
Don't be fucking rude.
Thank you.